Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today, from Canada, we hear from Sister Jean Marie Dwyer, a contemplative nun belonging to the Queen of Peace Monastery in Squamish, British Columbia. Her preaching today is entitled, Thank God for Your Fragility.
A reading from St. Paul's second letter to the Corinthians. It is necessary to boast, though nothing is to be gained by it. But I will go on to visions and revelations of the Lord. I know a person in Christ who 14 years ago was caught up to the third heaven. Whether in the body or out of the body, I do not know. God knows. And I know that such a person, whether in the body or out of the body, I do not know, God knows, was caught up into paradise and heard things that are not to be told, that no mortal is permitted to repeat. On behalf of such a one, I will boast. But on my own behalf I will not boast except of my weaknesses. But if I wish to boast, I will not be a fool, for I will be speaking the truth. But I refrain from it, so that no one may think better of me than what is seen in me or heard from me. Even considering the exceptional character of the revelations, therefore, to keep me from being too elated, a thorn was given me in the flesh, a messenger of Satan to torment me, to keep me from being too elated. 3 times I appealed to the Lord about this, that it would leave me. But he said to me, "My grace is sufficient for you, for power is made perfect in weakness." So I will boast all the more gladly of my weakness, so that the power of Christ may dwell in me. Therefore I am content with hardships, insults, persecutions, and calamities for the sake of Christ. For whenever I am weak, then I am strong. The Word of the Lord. Do you wake up each morning rejoicing in the ways you are weak, rejoicing in your fragility, thanking God that you're really empty this morning? Probably not many of us do that, but it's a wonderful way to begin the day because it can begin our day by acknowledging that the power comes not from ourselves, but from Christ, and not only acknowledge it, but it opens our heart, our mind, our whole being to be that hallowed vessel in which the Spirit can remake us to the image of God, to the image of the Word, to Christ Himself. And then, and only then, will we be truly useful to others. And a word that is reflecting forth the Word itself to others. So St. Paul tells us, I gladly boast of my weaknesses, because then the power of Christ can dwell in me. He is happy with insults and persecutions and calamities and a bad day, but not just for the sake of weakness and persecutions and calamities, but for the sake of Christ, for the sake of the growth of the Christ-like, Christ's life within us. And then we can say, whenever I am weak, then I am strong. And probably all of us have been given some thorn in the flesh that helps us to continually realize how inadequate we are to the task of preaching the Word, living the Word, being holy. And we've probably prayed for deliverance from that thorn. But let us rejoice in all the ways we have come to understand that we're not enough. We need something more. And then, in our emptiness, let us rejoice in the powerful gift of the benign power of the Holy Spirit that can go out from us and transform, change the world about us, but even going farther out and exchange and transforming the whole world. That is my faith as a contemplative person living in the monastery, because I don't see the way my life can impact on the world. But after 56 years as a nun, I really totally believe in the power of the Spirit going forth from my heart and from any heart, any place, any human person who has acknowledged the power of God within them and therefore have become an instrument of transformation. So as the gospel says, don't worry about tomorrow. Don't worry about all our needs. But somehow, in our deepest weakness, trust in the power of the Holy Spirit and the providence of God. Thank you.